good morning. Welcome to another episode of Quest Community Vibrations, better known as Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. Music, like poetry, has a message, and history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. Words have meanings that we can comprehend like definition. News can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now I'm asking you to pull back our musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora, and you are sure to find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed vibrations. So I thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. This morning, Walter Pierce student host looks into the career and life of Michael B. Jordan, actor from Jersey, for his Diamond of the Week. And he will also then examine and define the word acceptance for his definition. The music pop star and icon of our time, Michael Jackson, will be presented in his curtain segment. The program will also include comments from the elders during and after each segment. Now, without any further ado, our student host, Mr. Walter Pierce. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. And now it is time for diamonds. And see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, my diamond for today, as just mentioned, is Michael B. Jordan. And see, Michael B. Jordan's family moved from California to New Jersey when he was a toddler. He began working as a child model, and that led to his first acting role in 1999. That year, he notably appeared in the episode of The Sopranos and had a small part in the movie Black and White. Jordan then played a member of the inner city youth baseball team in Hardball in 2001. In 2002, he gained notice for his performance as a teen drug dealer in the first season of the acclaimed series, The Wire, particularly the episode in which the character was killed by rivals. Jordan then was cast on the soap opera, All My Children, a role he played from 2003 to 2006. During this time, he graduated from Newark Arts High School in 2005. After appearing in guest roles on various TV shows, Jordan was cast in 2009 as a high school quarterback on the popular series Friday Night Lights. Before the show ended, he also portrayed Alex, a loving character with a troubled past, on Parenthood in 2010 and 2011. He also participated in films that include The Red Tails, The Tuskegee Airmen, and in 2014, he participated in a romantic comedy, That Awkward Moment, in the superhero movie Fantastic Four in 2015. But where he really would gain his stardom is in the Adonis Creed movie, where he played Adonis Creed in Creed in 2015. And he won even more notice for his electrifying performance as villain Eric Killmonger in Black Panther in 2018, which starred the late great Chadwick Boseman and was directed by Coogler. He will also then participate in the Creed 2 movie in 2018. And then later, 2 years ago in 2019, he starred in the legal drama where he played Brian Stevenson on Just Mercy. And that concludes my segment on Michael B. Jordan. And he's so prominent, especially because he is from the city, Newark, New Jersey. His school is literally a block away from where I attend school right now. And And, you know, a lot of people really look up to him and appreciate everything he has done, especially in the community in Newark, where he visited his school, gave in a lot of money, funded Newark Arts High School, and, you know, just be with the kids there as well when, you know, before COVID, of course, where he will go and visit occasionally. So, again, this is my conclusion on Diamonds, on Michael B. Jordan, and you are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU. We'll be back for our next segment of Definition.
And we're back. And with the music down low, I want to bring in some of our other panelists that are here with us. Tanisha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Michael B. Jordan, do you have any comments or questions about him?
No, not really. I just know that he lived, they went to school in the city of Newark, and that, you know, he did a lot of great things. I don't know. I really don't have anything to say about Michael B. Jordan.
It's okay. Tamir Davis, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning. Any comments or anything you want to say about Michael B. Jordan?
I would say that Michael B. Jordan is an extraordinary talent in terms of acting, great personality. Got a chance to meet him a few times through different events in Newark. From the New Jersey Movie Makers Network to some other different scenarios. Great personality. And at one point, he did a great effort at Maplewood Memorial Library when I was a manager there. And he came out and we did a great program with Michael B. Jordan. Great personality. Great stock he come from in terms of family. Great family. And I have nothing but kudos to all of the excellent work that he's been doing over the years. Great guy. Really, really great guy. Great. Not just in terms of his stardom. Great personality.
And what school was that Walter said that he graduated from?
Well, he graduated from the Notre Dame Arts High School.
And what school
Arts
did
high
you
school.
Graduate from?
Arts High School. I guess they produce great people.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, Arts High all the way. Arts High,
okay.
Arts High.
Let's hear, Mr. Harris. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, what little things that I really actually know about Michael B. Jordan is through his acting, but he has definitely risen to a point where even being as young as he should have a very long career ahead of him, and he's definitely on the right track to do that.
Okay. Turn it back over to you as I turn the music down. Good morning once again.
Yes, good morning. And now it is time for the segment of definitions. And this segment provides the listener with words and their meaning so that we could achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. Now, the definition for today is acceptance. And acceptance is an agreement with or belief in an idea, opinion, or explanation. And, you know, the reason acceptance could be prominent, especially for today, is because it's a lot of people who have a lot of different viewpoints on things. And it is okay to have different opinions as well. But certain opinions don't, and certain things need to be, everybody needs to be able to agree on, because if we don't agree on this certain topic, it could separate us. And a perfect example is the idea of still racism, which still affects us today. And in our community. There was a thing I seen, and it was this guy who in the hands of police, the police mistaken his daughter's ashes for drugs, and they just completely violated it. And it was all caught on video. And it's just one of these things that people will still go out and believe that, you know, there's still a right in the situation, in the police defense. So what I'm trying to get at is we need to start agreeing on certain things so that we could continue to progress. And we need to agree that the problem of racism, discrimination against minorities in America still goes on today. And that is something we just need to have acceptance on. And, you know, there's also the idea, you know, of just politics and how much I believe politics separates people. Again, even in politics, even though there might be a Democrat or Republican, we still need to agree on the core, you know, values of just human lives and human beings, you know, being discriminated against. And, you know, once we all agree on that, we can start having more acceptance for each other and each other's differences and, you know, not go out and just be blatant ignorant to ideas that or people that that live in society. So that's my thinking on the word acceptance and why, you know, acceptance is especially prominent for today. Now, you know, I'll pass it on to, you know, everybody else in the panel. And I just want to get y'all ideas on just what do you believe ideas, especially for today, that everybody just needs to, you know, agree and accept on so that we could progress through. I just want to hear everybody's thoughts on that.
Okay, we're going to start with Mr. Harris. Chime on in, Mr. Harris. Good morning again.
Yeah, good morning. You know, when it comes to acceptance, you know, as far as my perspective, it's like you're looking for something from somebody else, whereas we need to refocus on accepting things that we have amongst ourselves that we're not doing. And we need to build a stronger relationship between our own community and then try to reach out into someone else's community. We can't – acceptance is something that has to be given to you willingly. You know, and we're not dealing with people that are willing to do that on that level, at least right now. You know, it's a panacea. That's something that we're looking to do, but in the world we live in today, I think we need to start with accepting ourselves before we look outside and they try to get acceptance from someone else.
Okay, thank you very much. And Tanisha Gardner, good morning again. Do you have a question or comment?
I think that's the problem with us. We always accept everything. No one stands up for anything anymore. No one stands up for what is right. And I think that's where we need to start moving forward. We need to call what is right and what is wrong, and then hold it accountable along the way. That's my take on it.
Okay, short and sweet. Tamir Davis, we're going to let you chime in. Take it away. Good morning again.
Yes, I think acceptance comes from, for one, being honest with self first. Finding truth and honesty and knowing thyself is a very important part of being honest and being sincere. You know, those are very important virtues. You can't actually accept anything without being honest and being truthful. Those are, that's a very important attribute to self. And a lot of people go through self-gratification, self-denial, and they don't like dealing with the facts. If I've done something wrong, I have to be honest with it. And that's the only way to actually find what's called the transformation itself, by being able to be honest. So you can't accept anything if you don't want to be honest with it. You have to be honest. You have to be forthcoming. And that's part of acceptance. Certain things you can't change, but you have to accept it. You have to accept it. You have to be honest and truthful and forthcoming.
Okay. All right. And my take, Walter, is simple. acquiring and embracing. So you must acquire a love and acceptance of yourself, just like everyone else said. And that will be embraced by the others around you. And if not, you embrace the love within yourself. And on that note, we're going to continue on. And don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked. This is Quest Community Vibration.
Hey, don't make it better.
You're tuned to Quest Community Vibrations live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. I go by the name of Dr. Richard Bombay, PhD of Musicology. And now it's time for our next segment, and it is indeed a Quest moment. A cornucopia of physics dictates that where there are vibrations, there must be a medium, and all vibrations possess a wave nature. You see, in our community, our art is in fact and in spirit the medium through which our waves travel. Where there is no medium, there are no vibrations. This morning, I present to you another story. The story is titled Belling the Cat. Institution is more important than ideas. That is the point of the story. You see, the story begins with a family of mice living in fear of a cat that hunts them all day and night. Tired of fearing for their lives every second, they decide to try and think up a plan to help their situation. After some time, one of the younger mice comes up with a brilliant idea. The mouse suggests that they tie a bell around the cat's neck so that they can hear it approach and always be able to hide in time. All the mice agree, except one, the oldest, wisest mouse. The old mouse agrees, plan in theory, but asks the one question, who will be the one to bell the cat? The lesson from this story is that ideas are essential to solving problems, but me even more essential is knowing how to execute the idea. You know that to get into a locked house, you need a key, but without a key, it's irrelevant. When you cook up your ideas, either for work or something else, always know how it can be executed before you present it. If you don't have a good way to execute your idea, it's okay to ask for advice, but never boast about your idea until it's truly ready for prime time. Now, with that being said, I want to bring in Mr. Shelton Harris and ask you what your interpretation is from this particular story, and is it relevant to mental health?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, well, it's as far as relevance to mental health, you know, a lot of times when we have issues and stuff amongst ourselves, and like you were saying, and we don't reach out to somebody else for expertise, we kind of blow our own horn. And a lot of, and that's just based on our own experience. And sometimes we can have great ideas. Like you said, we can have great ideas, but not have the procedure of making that happen. I do the same thing in my classroom. You know, I give out a certain concept in general and then try to get the kids to try to come up with their own little rules and stuff like that. And I tell them whatever works for you is what you really need to do the best. You know, and it's not easy. If you don't accept yourself, back to the word acceptance, if you don't accept your own mindset about what's going on around you, it's going to be real hard to get anything done.
Okay. Tanisha, I'm coming straight to you and ask you the same question. Do you have a comment about this particular story? Did you like it, dislike it? Talk to me.
The first thing I thought about, call the Pied Piper because mice should not be in the house, so the cat is doing his job. So that's number one. And number two is, even though it was an elder that said, how are we going to put it around the neck? It's just, it takes a think tank to be able to figure it out. Just the simple fact that the young mice even thought of a solution, that was very powerful. And then the next step is to figure out how to get it around the cat's neck.
Okay. All right. Jameer Davis, we're going to come straight to you. What did you think about the story?
Well, it's important always seek to find transformation in self. And when opportunities present themselves, you have to be able to acknowledge that
some things you are worthy of. Oftentimes people don't think that they're worthy based on the fact that what they have been through in life, and they look at past experience. But it's always important to live in the present moment and rise the tide, because what you may think that may not be for you, you would never know until you actually jump out and accept that this is for you and embrace it and go through all of the rigmarole to make things, to prove that it is for you. So you have to learn how to rise the tide, you know, and realize that God, you know, does send blessings despite your past experience.
Okay.
Walter, I'm coming to you next. You have a comment? What did you think about this story?
I just think this story really contributes to mental health. And, again, as I continuously would say often, you know, mental health is very important for all aspects of life. And continue to check up on it, and continue to check on me, check up on your loved ones on their mental health as well. Health.
Okay. Okay. All right. We're going to continue musically, and then when we come back, Walter has his next segment. And sit back, and the name of this song is Stop to Love.
betrayer deceived you, my friend, but
if you show me the cash, then I will take it. If you tell me to cry, then I will fake it. If you give me your hand, then I will shake it.
You will do anything for money.
Anything, anything, anything for money. Die for you, die for you. I give my soul to the devil.
Time out to remind you that you're tuned to WSOU HD 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. It is now time for our student host to present his next segment of Curtain, which is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtain and the stage. You see, many recording artists and companies have grown rich from the support of the community. This segment examines and looks at and asks the question, what benefits has the community gained from the artist? Curtain is a review of the musical growth and history, the impact of a particular style and genius on the general moods and attitudes of the listening audience. Musical and lyrical social consciousness as presented by the artist over a period of what used to be vinyl, CDs, and now streaming live. Okay, I had to put that in there. Curtain serves best as an introduction to and an exploration of a particular artist's, and this morning, his genius and his involvement in influencing people's style and creativity in the world today. Walter, I hand it over to you.
Thank you. And now, again, you are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU, and it is time to get into the curtains of Michael Jackson. And, you know, Michael Jackson is best known for his music, his dance, but he possibly touched just as many people through his love and compassion for those less fortunate. And, you know, here it says that Michael Jackson was a true humanitarian. He was listed in the 2000th edition of the Guinness Book of World Records for breaking the world record for the most charities supported by a pop star. He has supported 39 charitable organizations, either with monetary donations, through sponsorships of their projects, or the participation in their activities. So projects that include, you know, the NAACP, the BMI Foundation, Big Brothers of Greater Los Angeles, AIDS Project in Los Angeles, and, you know, the Motown Museum. There was just lots of foundations that he contributed to. And, you know, a foundation I have here that he started himself is called the Heal the World Foundation. And Jackson founded the charity in 1992, naming it after his hit song, Heal the World. And the purpose of the charity was to provide medicine to children and fight world hunger, homelessness, child exploitation, and abuse. Jackson said that he wanted to improve the conditions for children throughout the world. And, you know, also, you know, more about the foundation. And, it airlifted 46 tons of supplies, you know, all across the world instituted drug and alcohol abuse education and donated millions of dollars to disadvantaged children, including the full payment of the Hungarian child's liver transplant. And, you know, that was just one of the foundations that Michael Jackson started. And it shows, you know, the commitment he had also to the people and giving back as well. Because, you know, when you think of Michael Jackson, we always think of the music, the dance, but we always have to think about the charity, the humanitarian, the philanthropy, you know, that he also, he was. And it just shows the other side that he was just greater than music, and how other people with his type of status, even though, you know, a lot of people don't have his type of status, but people who've made it in life, you know, should do similar things too that he's done, because it's going to make the world a better place for people to live in and, you know, hopefully solve a lot of problems in our world. But besides that, it is time to get into the amazing music of Michael Jackson that, you know, DJ Mr. Richard Bombay has for us today. And, you know, he has a couple songs by Michael Jackson that we'll be listening to for the final 10 minutes of the show. So let's get into it.
Of today's program, and more importantly, is that there a point that you didn't make during the course of the program, and now here's your opportunity?
Well, the program was great, as always. Great program, and I appreciate the program. I probably missed a part of the show because I had to go do a quick errand for my wife, so I apologize for that. Don't fire me. But it's a great show as always, and I always enjoy myself. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Let me get right back on the show. She made me get right back on the show.
All right. I, when all I can do is
Okay, Calvin, same question for you. Good morning, first of all. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. As always, good show. Great segment on Michael Jackson, making those contributions. Great individual. Guys, keep up the good work. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Good morning, Val. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. Great show. And my favorite Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror. But great show, and it's a pleasure every Sunday morning tuning in.
Okay. Thank you for being with us and for your input. Okay. There we go. Tanisha, there you are. You know what the question is. Go for it.
The first thing I want to say, better days are coming. We have the power to create change, and more positive change is what we need. And show more love. We love ourselves, love God, and God's going to do the rest for us.
Okay. Thank you for being a part of the program. Mr. Harris, you know the question. Good morning again.
Yeah, the show is very informative. But just as a quick little aside, beyond Michael Jackson's music and all the other stuff, he was a very keen businessman that a lot of people really don't know about. And that should be one of his legacies, that up front out of all the things he did. Because he wouldn't be able to do all those other things if he wasn't in a position to do it, given his business. He owned half of Sony Records. Come on, that's billions of dollars. Every time Beyonce made a song and it got played, Michael Jackson got a check. You know, see, people don't understand that. And it's very good. Other than that, very informative. And that's something you might want to do this again next week.
Okay. Thank you. When we talk about music and the business of, there is always money involved. Thank you for that insight, Mr. Harris.
Gold, need the Midas touch. Bet you sell your soul, cut your God as such.
You don't care, you care about the money. Do it, the real about the money.
Are you infected with the same disease of lust, gluttony, and greed? Then watch the ones with the biggest smiles, the idle jabbers. Because they're the backstabbers.
If you know it's a lie, then you will swear it. If you keep it with yours, then you will bear it. If it's taking a chance, then you will dare it.
You would do anything for money.
Anything.
Okay, Walter. It's your turn. What do you think about today's show?
It was a great show all around. A lot of good segments. A lot of good information being shared on today's show. And, you know, I'm glad everybody was here today, you know, giving their input. As it is always important to hear everybody's voice.
And that includes yours. I want to give you an opportunity to close out our show for today. And we're going to head out the door with some club music because I'm feeling the spirit of happiness and celebration.
Yep.
So close us out, Walter.
Yep. I thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations. We're live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. And our motto is Quest Youth Radio is the best.
The best youth radio.
Best youth radio.
That's right. Okay.
Let the bullshit stop, cause it's time to show. Go improve, huh? So make your movies here. Yeah.